Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this is Evangelist Cecil Moe. And you know, I'm a converted alcoholic. Gave my heart to Christ over 56 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. Now, if you're going through some tough times, would you do me a favor? Would you just sit down, maybe get your glass of iced tea or a cup of coffee, and sit back and relax, and let me handle the next half hour for you? I'm not going to handle it. God's going to handle it, because he's going to say some things to you tonight that will encourage you, will help you. And see, I can attest to these many scriptures that God has given me. I can attest to it because I've seen what he's done in my own life. And God is no respecter of persons. He doesn't love me no bit more than he loves you. So why don't you just relax and let the Lord do something for you tonight. Okay. Well, here's our thought for the day. Just about the time we think we can make both ends meet, somebody moves the ends. Beloved, I am very serious. Now, I'm asking you a personal question. Are you experiencing some real troubled times tonight? Has this big week been a kind of a rough one and things didn't go right? Well, if that being the case, I just want you, please, to give me your attention tonight. And I'd like to read to you from Psalms 121, verse 1 and 2. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And then I read in John 4, 35. Do not say 4 months more, and then the harvest. I tell you, open up your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. And then I turn to Luke 21:28. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing nigh. You know, maybe this week has been really rough on you, and maybe there's been sickness and death, and some of these have entered into our homes. Now, with me, I've had some tough times. I've had an operation, and now it may not work, and I may have to go back and do it again, which, if you are a good prayer warrior, pray that I won't have to go back and experience this again, because it's been pretty painful. But we do go through tough times. All of us do. Tough economic conditions have discouraged us. Church attendance have declined. Well, what can we do? Well, we can lift up our eyes for help. And let me read again the first three verses of Psalm 120. This is very powerful, sir. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer the foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Well, listen, the psalmist was in big trouble. He worried day and night. He feared that he was slipping into danger. But you know what he decided to do? He decided to look up. Friends, I've told this story a lot of times, but boy, in this message, it's worth repeating. Here I was. I had to have $5,000 immediately. I didn't have $5,000. I didn't know what to do. And I read the scriptures where, not in this psalm, but another psalm, it said, I fell across my bed and I wept. And I cried out to the Lord and told him of my needs. And he heard and answered me. I did the very same thing. I threw myself across the bed and I really wept. They weren't phony tears. They were real. Well, guess what? The next morning I woke up. I still had no solutions to my problems. But I believe in prayer. And so I had a wonderful contracting friend that I've done a lot of work for him for years. Lots of money I made from that man. I called him and I said, Charlie, I need prayer today, really prayer. And he said, what is it? I said, I never told you what it was. Well, he said, is it financial? Well, could I lie? Not very easy. Well, I guess it is. He said, well, how much do you need? I said, I'm not calling to borrow any money. I have a need. And he said, all right, how much? I said, $5,000. He said, let me call you back in a few minutes. He hung up the phone, called me back, and he said, hey, guess what? I got a big roof job for you. I said, I'm no longer in business. I'm retired. Well, he said, that's your problem. The next day, here was a certified check for $5,000. And I thought, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? Well, it met my needs, and I paid the bill. Well, about 2 weeks later, he called me and said, well, the roof's ready to go. I said, I don't have a crew. I don't have anything. He said, that's your problem. Now get out there and get a crew. Get this job done. I said, thank you, Charlie. I went and called some of my old men used to work for me. And boy, they said, sure, we'd love to come back and work for you today. Well, it was more than a day's job. But anyway, I went out and I rented a big kettle. Got the material on the job. We had knocked the job out in a couple of days. When we finished the job, by the time I paid my men, paid the material, and paid back the $5,000 that Charlie sent me, I had an extra $5,000. To God be the glory and the praise. That happened because I followed the instruction of the psalmist. Well, but what he decided to look up when he was in trouble. Let me read verse 2. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Well, God made heaven and earth. He owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. But he will take care of his children. He has promised us that. Many, many times, thousands of promises in the Word of God that he would take care of our needs. I shall supply all your needs through Christ Jesus and your Lord. And you know what? The thing is, you don't have to beg. You just have to ask. Oh, friends, listen. He looked up to his omnipotent Lord, verse 3 and 4. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Look up to his compassionate Savior. Verse 5 and 6. The Lord is the keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Well, now look at that. He looked up to a compassionate Savior. Our Savior careth. You know, Peter said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now, he looked up to his guarding God. 7 and 8. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forever. forevermore. He's looked up the Lord to, we've looked up the Lord to save us. This is what it says in Isaiah 45:22. Turn to me and be saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God. There is no other. We can look to our Lord to keep us in Hebrews 13:5-6. Keep your lives free from the love of money, or to be content with what you have. For God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake thee. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid what man can do to me. Oh, my stars. We can lift up our eyes to the harvest. Oh, friends, let me tell you, there is a harvest. But we're the ones that are supposed to go out and do it. 4:35, John. Do not say 4 months more and then the harvest. I tell you, open up your eyes and look at the fields. They're ripe for harvest. I was born and raised on a wheat and cattle ranch. When that wheat was ready for harvest, we had to move into that field and move fast, because if it got overripe, it would shekel out of the heads and go on the ground and waste it. You take tomatoes. When tomatoes are ripe, you better get them picked, and you better get them into the market, or pretty soon they're gonna be spoiled. Let us lift up our eyes and see the lost and perishing souls. You know, when I was a director of 3 rescue missions, you know what my theme song was? Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful. Jesus will save. Oh, friends, there are so many people out there tonight perishing on the road to hell. Did you know, right within your church, now this is going to shock many of you, right within your church, there's many lost members. Oh, they've been baptized. They joined the church. They go to Sunday school. They go to prayer meeting. They go to church. But they're lost because they're not trusting Jesus. They're trusting the church or trusting their preacher. Our problems are small in contrast to their plight. What could be worse than being bound for hell? May I have a drink of juice here, please? Nothing could be worse than being bound for hell. No wonder Jesus calls us to lift up our eyes. Let's look to the harvest, not to our hurts. In doing so, we'll solve many of our problems. Now, a missionary's vision, eliminates self-pity. Now, reaching people for Christ brings joy to troubled believers. Just think of Brother Tom Baird. That morning, he could have preached me up a sermon. You know, I talk to alcoholics by the dozens. And the first thing, they want to argue with me. Well, Jesus turned water into wine, all that stuff, you know. And I say, I don't care. He didn't put that stuff that put you in the grave. The Bible said, don't look on the glass when it rises in the cup. Don't look on it. Oh, but listen, you know what it says, 126:5, Psalms. Listen to this. Oh, listen. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. That's what a soul winner experiences, a real joy. Reaping turns us from sorrow to singing. And I tell you, that's exactly, let me read that again. I just love that, because I use it a lot in my own life. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Well, we can lift up our eyes for his coming. Did you know what it says in Luke 21:25? there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars on the earth. Nations will be in anguish and perplexed at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehension of what is coming on the world, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Friends, listen. Jesus is coming back. You can rest assured he's coming back. Well, are you ready? Have you got your ears tuned toward heaven? There's going to be a sound of the archangels. All my stars, and Jesus shall come and say, come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden, and every blessed one of us who have been born again will be snapped up. You don't have to have a flight jacket. You don't have to have a thing over your head. He will take us right directly to glory. Oh, can you imagine Cecil flying through the air, getting ready to land up there where my mansion is, and I see my mom, and I see my dad, my two brothers, my two sisters there. Oh, what a day of rejoicing that will be. That, my dear friends, is why I preach so much on Jesus, because he's the one that changed my life, took me out of the gutter and the sewer. He's the one that saved my mom and my dad and my two brothers and my two sisters. Well, you know, the Bible says that in the last days we'll be characterized by trouble. And I read again in Luke 21:25, there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars on the earth. Nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, both for the heavenly bodies and for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Friends, I know America is in bad trouble. We have no leadership. And I don't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, or a Independent. We have no leadership. We got a bunch of millionaires in there that don't have the slightest idea what's going on. The oil prices are going sky high, and they will keep going up. Well, what are we going to do? We're going to lean on God. We're going to believe him. And he said, pray believing and ye shall receive. Now, if you don't believe, then you're in a whole heap of trouble. Let me have a little shot of juice here. Boy, howdy. There's trouble in nations. Now, you know, and I know, this past 2 weeks, last month has been a living hell. That big monstrous earthquake in downtown Tokyo. Did you know I was in, my wife and I, and a preacher and his wife were in the New Otani Hotel in downtown Tokyo. We were down in the basement trying to buy some knickknacks. All of a sudden, I told my wife, something's going to happen. Something's terrible on the ray. Oh, don't be silly. About that time, wham, wham, and I never heard such a terrible noise, and that building began to rock. Oh, yes, it did. They can rock as high as 5 and 6 feet. Well, this was built on a new deal where they're mounted 20 or 50 feet on the ground. And this little Japanese lady come on. She said, ladies and gentlemen, we are now experiencing an earthquake in downtown Tokyo. Do not be frightened, because the New Otani Hotel is earthquake proof. And I said, yes, and the Titanic was unsinkable, but it sunk. And a friend of mine, a preacher friend, was on the 38th floor, and he was in the bathtub, and he couldn't get in and out of the bathtub. He said, I don't want to die naked. Well, what difference if you're naked or got clothes on? I can't see a difference. But there has been storms, and look what happened down in Arkansas and North Carolina, Oklahoma, Mississippi. Terrible, terrible tornadoes. We usually get a lot of tornadoes here in Denver, but so far we've been fortunate. But there are trouble in the nations, tensions and war on every corner. Oh, I tell you, it's tough times. Are ahead for the planet Earth. But Christians have a message for tough times. On the darkest day, God makes a way. Write that down. On the darkest day, God makes a way. Tough times are only temporal. That's what the book says. This is true prophetically. Christ will come. This is true in daily life. All things pass. Now, 1 Peter 6 and 7. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ was revealed. Wow. Well, our tough times has not taken God by surprise. He knows all about it. Now, citizens of heaven should not be looking downward. Philippians 3:20, it says, to our God and Father to be glory forever and ever. We must be about our Father's business. Get off the pity pot, beloved. Get up on your feet. I know things are tough. The psalmist told us it's going to be tough. Peter told us. The Bible's full of warnings of what's going to come. And you better believe it. The only thing left in prophecy that has to happen is Jesus come back. And if he doesn't come back, of course, we have nothing to preach. But he conquered death and hell. They put him in a grave for 3 days. They couldn't hold his body. Someone said, well, you know, those Jews crucified Jesus. Listen, he gave his life. Why? Because he loves you and he loves me. For God so loves the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have life eternal. You say, well, Cecil, I'm afraid I've not done that. Well, let me qualify you. If you were to die today, do you know where you'd spend eternity? You say, you betcha I know. I'd go straight to hell. Well, then you've answered the question. But I don't think you're stupid. I do not think you're stupid. And so why would you reject an offer that God had, with his outstretched hand, saying, come on to me. Why would you reject that? Anybody would die for me and take my sins and your sins upon him and die with him so that we could have eternal life needs our worship. Tonight I urge, I'm begging, I'm pleading tonight with someone listening to this broadcast tonight who absolutely, you know you're unsaved, you're sick and tired of your wayward life, you want a new life. The Holy Spirit of God is tugging at your heart right now. And you don't know what's going on. But I'll tell you what's going on. He's wanting your heart. That's what he wants. Are you sorry for your sins? Now the Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. You and me both. Well, if you know that, then you can pray this powerful, powerful prayer. Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, I confess that I'm a sinner. Oh God, I'm sorry for my wayward life. I know I've done things wrong. I know I've been evil. But God, tonight I want you to take care of that. And I'm opening my heart and receiving Jesus as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You prayed that prayer. Why don't you get on the phone? Call 303-471-8534. I will not use your name on the air. I will not embarrass you. I will not sit down and write and ask you for any money. Don't care where you go to church. Only concerned where you spend eternity. Now, I've been doing this for 40-some years, standing on these phones with my ears tuned to wherever that call comes from, wherever it comes from. Now you say, Cecil, do you know all the answers in the book? Nope, but I can find the answer. Because I'm a child of the King, I'm called of God to tell this story. Please give me a ring. 303-471-8534. Well, friends, for the past half hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. Oh, friends, I know I stumble and bumble, and I can't read too good anymore. My eyes aren't too good, but I'm on fire for Jesus. Oh, my friend, I will never forget that day so many years ago. I was at the end of the road, and nobody loved me. My family didn't love me. And I didn't think God loved me, but He did. And that morning, knowing no theology, I said, oh, God, if you're up there, here's my heart. Lock, stock, and barrel. Beloved, that's been 56 years ago. Jesus changed this man. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. All things become as new. If I can help you, please give me a call. Anytime you can't afford to call, you call me collect. I'll accept the charge. Because I am concerned where you spend eternity.